do believe that this time on, the Minister of Finance has given priority to health. Looking for the commitments that Zimbabwe has globally or regionally, like I would refer to the Abuja Declaration of 2000 that requests member states to provide 15% of the total expenditure for health. Taking into consideration the evolution from 2009 and projected for 2012, there has been an improvement in terms of the health budget, and we will really commend the government of Zimbabwe for that. There is, in terms of the commitments, how Zimbabwe has progressed. So we really hope that you know, the health sector will perform better this year. But still, there is a gap. There is a gap, and we, as the United Nations and WHO, we are supporting the government in terms of mobilization of resources. Right today, we have launched the CAP. The CAP is the Consolidated Appeal that is meant to mobilize resources for humanitarian situation. And we are going also to, you know, in October, but still to start, is the Health Transition Fund, which also we are mobilizing through donors that are willing to pledge funds for health. So that's it. We are advocating for health because SWHO believe that without health, there is no development.